Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to decluttering life's chaos. Now, I gotta ask, how many of you are feeling that familiar weight on your shoulders lately? You know, the kind that says, you've got way too much on your plate and not enough hours in the day? Yeah, me too. It's crazy out there, right? Between work deadlines, family obligations, social pressures, it feels like we're constantly teetering on the edge of burnout. But guess what? We don't have to live this way. This podcast is all about reclaiming your energy and finding that sweet spot where you feel calm, focused, and in control. Today we're diving headfirst into the world of stress management and burnout prevention because, let's face it, a little less, oh no, and a whole lot more, yay, I got this, is exactly what our lives need. First things first, understand that stress isn't always the enemy. It's a natural response to challenges, a bit like your body's built-in alarm system. The problem arises when stress becomes chronic, turning into a constant companion instead of a temporary visitor. This is where burnout kicks in, leaving you feeling drained, emotionally exhausted, and creatively depleted. So how do we break free from this cycle? Here are five key takeaways to help you manage stress and prevent burnout. 1. Recognize your triggers. You're not just some emotional robot. You have unique triggers that send your stress level soaring. Is it a crowded commute? A looming deadline? Figuring out what sets you off is the first step in creating strategies to handle them. Think of it like identifying landmines in your life. Once you know where they are, you can either avoid them or learn how to diffuse them. 2. Prioritize and delegate. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. Stop trying to be a superhero and do it all. Learn to prioritize tasks, delegate when possible, and let go of things that aren't absolutely essential. Remember, saying no sometimes is actually a superpower, not a weakness. 3. Schedule in self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. Self-care is about consciously carving out time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book, catching up with friends, or simply practicing mindfulness. Think of it like refueling your car. You wouldn't drive it until it ran on fumes, would you? 4. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures, hardwired for connection. Spending time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and building strong relationships can be a powerful buffer against stress. Don't underestimate the power of a good laugh or a shoulder to cry on. 5. Move your body. Ever noticed how exercise seems to melt away stress like magic? Well, it's not magic, it's science. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that help reduce anxiety and boost your mood. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing, hiking, swimming, or simply taking a brisk walk. Let me tell you about Sarah, who was drowning in stress last month. She had a demanding job, a young family, and a never-ending to-do list. One day, feeling overwhelmed, she decided to try something different. She started prioritizing tasks, saying no more often, and scheduling regular walks in the park during her lunch breaks. She even signed up for a yoga class after work, which surprisingly helped her relax and focus. Now, Sarah is calmer, more organized, and feels like she's finally got things under control. So there you have it, 5 actionable steps to help you manage stress and prevent burnout. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about making small changes that add up to big results. Listen, we all go through tough times, but remember, you are strong, resilient, and capable of handling whatever life throws your way. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of stress-busting inspiration. and if you found this helpful, leave a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep decluttering your life, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.